Did you hear about Pluto?
Pluto? You mean the dog?
No, the planet.
What about Pluto?
I was at the Science Museum. It's one of my favorite places because of the train set and the submarine and everything. And they have all the planets up on the wall. But Pluto is gone.
Pluto's gone?
Pluto's gone.
The dog?
No, the planet. Why are you telling me this?
It's a mystery. And the topic of our next show. Pluto, where'd you go? An investigative report.
Larry, that really isn't the kind of show we do. We solve problems for kids and answer their questions.
Like, where's Pluto?
No, like, how can I be more kind? Or, what do I do when people are mean to me?
Stealing a whole planet is pretty mean.
Who stole what?
Pluto's gone missing, not the dog.
Oh, Bob, I've got a first-rate idea for the show. Henry VIII, King of England, ate too much. Not very nice to his wife. There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Bob does not like British history, but French history.
I'm normally not a big fan of British history, but...
Yes?
I just picked up the most amazing costume that would be perfect for Henry VIII. It came in yesterday. Oh, you gotta see it.
You mean this costume?
My new costume! What happened?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Weren't you two on laundry duty yesterday?
We were indeed.
Bubbles.
Jerry likes bubbles. Hey, there's that new costume that came in yesterday. It was a little dirty, so Jerry and I washed it up real good.
What did you do to it?
Well, it seemed extra special, so we washed it on the extra heavy-duty mega-wash cycle. 12 hours at 6,000 RPM, with tiny little hammers pulverizing the dirt.
Pulverized.
Wow. What happened to that?
Jimmy and Jerry happened to that. We thought we were doing it the right way.
Well, you couldn't have been more wrong. That was an expensive costume. You needed to wash it on the gentle cycle.
I'm sorry, Bob.
Really? Really sorry?
It's okay, guys. You didn't mean to ruin the costume.
No, it's not okay. Next time, why don't you just run the costumes through a meat grinder? They'll come out looking better.
Oh, we'll just go.
Yeah, leaving.
I can't believe they didn't know about gentle.
I think we all need to know more about gentle.
What? What did I do?
They weren't very gentle with the costume, but you weren't very gentle with them.
It's not like I pulverized them with tiny hammers.
Harsh words are like tiny hammers on the heart.
But I'm the leader. I have to be strong, or no one will follow me.
That reminds me of a letter. It says, "Dear Bob and Larry, my mom says God wants us to be gentle. But being gentle is being weak, right? Doesn't God want me to be strong? Your friend, Luther."
Luther's right. Doesn't God want us to be strong?
I guess we need to figure it out before Mr. Nezzer comes in and says...
10 seconds to curtain, everybody. Bob, break a leg.
Cue that theme song.
Get your sister, get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tale Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tale Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 Veggie,
Okay, what are we supposed to say about gentleness?
Perhaps something from British history would help?
Pluto, the gentlest of planets. It's a love story.
I think I have what you are looking for.
You do?
Oui, a very famous French fairy tale, Les Eaux de Triomphe.
Which means what?
The Eggs of Triumph. Paul Grape, I need you at once.
Who, me?
Places, we begin. Our story begins a long time ago on a farm with a farmer whose name was Marceau.
Hello.
He his farm was not known for its fruit or its wheat, but all for its eggs, which were yummy and sweet. Those eggs that he sold from a stand by a tree are soon gaining fame all the way to Paris.
Drebon! Magnifique!
My business is booming. It's time to expand. But I can't keep tending these chickens by hand.
More eggs was more work, and Marceau, he was old. And so he declared,
it's time to be bold. I'll build a machine to gather the eggs. A great big device with strong arms and strong legs.
So late in the night, the farmer assembled a gadget so large, it almost resembled a monster, a dragon with arms strong and thick.
This beast will be gathering eggs mighty quick.
And so it was so. The farmer's contraption gathered those eggs in a whirlwind of action. The whole job was done in not more than a minute. He ran to the hopper and leaned to look in it.
Oh, no.
Said the farmer.
Oh, no.
Cried Marceau. The beast, it was strong, and it sure wasn't slow. All of the eggs in the hopper were stashed, but every last one of them totally smashed.
This is terrible.
The farmer, he wondered,
where did I go wrong? I made a machine that was both fast and strong.
He thought and he thought for half of a year. And then with a start, the answer was clear.
In all of my planning, I quite accidentally forgot that my eggs must be handled quite gently.
His gadget was strong and his gadget was tough. But strong arms and toughness just weren't enough. The thing his contraption had needed so much was hands that were strong, but with a soft touch. So back to the workshop.
I'll build it again, and it will be gentle with eggs and with hens.
And so Marceau soon had a contraption that tended his hens with the gentlest of action.
If you learn to be gentle.
What a great lesson, Madam Blueberry. Wasn't that good, Bob?
It was a fun story, and I can see how important gentleness is when you're picking up eggs or other breakable things. But I wasn't picking up eggs. I was just talking to Jimmy and Jerry.
Harsh words are like tiny hammers on the heart. People need gentleness, too.
But as a leader, I need to be strong.
I wonder if there's a Bible story about this.
As a matter of fact, I think there is.
Oh, can I be in it? I didn't get to do anything in that last bit.
How would you like to be a king?
Sign me up. Can I be in it?
Certainly. And go find Jimmy and Jerry. There are parts for all of you.
On it.
And away we go, the powerful king, King Solomon.
That's me.
No, it's not you.
Oh. Sorry.
King Solomon did great things. He built great buildings, stables and palaces, and a temple for God.
Are you sure that's not me?
Quite certain, yes.
Okay, sorry.
And then King Solomon died. As was customary in those days, King Solomon's son became the new king. Enter King Rehoboam. Ahem. King Rehoboam.
Is that me?
Yes, it's you.
It is I, King King what?
Rehoboam.
King Rehoboam. The best king since that last king that was my dad.
King Solomon was a strong king, so his son Rehoboam wanted to be a strong king too.
My dad was very strong. He was king for very long, and I want to be a strong king too. Because that's what kings are supposed to do.
I think he's got the right idea.
I think you should probably keep watching.
No sooner had Rehoboam become king than the people of Israel turned up to greet him. Congratulations, King Rehoboam, on your new kingship. And sorry about your dad.
Oh, right, thanks. My dad was a good king, a strong king. And I'm gonna be a strong king, too.
King Solomon was strong and good. He did the things a good king should. But he worked us very hard, building stuff and mowing yards.
That was my job, cutting the grass.
And though we'd rather not complain, the overwork has caused us pain. And so we're asking quite intently, could you treat us all more gently? If that is something you could do, we'll gladly call you our king too.
King Rehoboam didn't know what to think about that.
I don't know what to think about that.
So he did what he always did. He talked it over with his friends.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Ray.
So, you know I'm king now.
Awesome.
Groovy.
Righteous. And all the people say they're good with me being king and all, if I'll be more gentle than my dad was.
Groovy.
Awesome.
Righteous.
Wait, what did you say?
They want you to what?
Gentle? Yeah. More gentle.
Listen, man, I'll tell it to you straight. They want you to be weak, but that ain't great. You won't be king for very long unless they see you're really strong. So tell them that your dad was just a starter. Now you're gonna work him even harder.
Yeah, he is so right.
Go back out, it's time to show him. Solomon was weak compared to Rehoboam.
Rehoboam wanted to be a strong king, like his dad. Did that mean he couldn't be gentle?
I want to lead the nation, live up to my station, have a long duration like my dear old dad. My friends say, don't get sentimental. You won't last if you go gentle. You want their respect just like your father had. Are they right or are they wrong? Can I be gentle and be strong? My friends, they mostly play ping pong. But here I am the king. What flavor should I bring? What nature should I show them? What curveball should I throw them? Just me, King Rehoboam.
What would Rehoboam do? Listen to the people who hoped for a gentler king? Or listen to his friends who said tougher was the way to be strong? We'll find out right after this break.
Oh, Pluto, where did you go? Little planet, oh so handsome, were you kidnapped, held for ransom? Oh, Pluto, where did you go? Were there clues and I missed them? Did you leave our solar system? Were you trying to have fun and went flying to the sun? Are you somewhere here on Earth? Maybe living in Fort Worth, singing on an ocean liner, or working in a diner on a farm, raising tubers in a city, driving Uber. You're made of ice and granite. You're my very favorite planet, so I really gotta know. Oh, Pluto, where do you go?
It didn't go anywhere.
Sorry?
Pluto, it's still there. It was reclassified as a dwarf planet.
Oh, good enough.
So, King Rehoboam had a big decision to make. Would he listen to the people or listen to his friends? That night, Rehoboam had a dream.
Oh, we hope it's not a bother. Please be gentler than your father. If that is something you could do, we'll gladly call you our king, too.
I hear ya.
while his friends told him to be even tougher than his father.
Don't be weak. Don't hesitate. You gotta be tough if you wanna be great. Tell him that your dad was just a starter. Now you're gonna work him even harder.
Right. Okay.
What would Rehoboam do? The future of Israel depended on his answer.
I guess you come for my answer, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Of course. Uh-huh. Hey, where's that guy that sings to me?
Sorry, I was in a dream sequence.
First off, let me say that it's been very nice to meet you. You ask if there's a way that I could much more gently treat you.
Yep, that's what we're asking.
Can a leader lead you gently and still be strong? Would that mean I wouldn't lead Israel for very long?
Oh, quite to the contrary. You see,
just like my father Solomon, the toughest king of all them. If I want a long duration to my rule of all the nation, you want me to be gentle, but I will resist. Instead, I'll rule this nation with an eye. To the mines, to the quarries, you mow her to the yard. From this day forth, I'll have you working twice as hard.
Rehoboam made his decision. There would be no gentleness in his rule. Toughness, he decided, was the way to be a leader.
It's hard to be a leader, but toughness is definitely the way to go.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
I'm sorry to hear it. We all took a vote already, and since that's your answer, you're not our king.
Wait, what?
This is our new king, King Jeroboam.
Who, me?
Him? He's dork for my dad, cutting grass.
Well, now he's the king.
I'm the king?
Oh, King Jeroboam!
Supposed to be king.
Of Israel's 12 tribes, 10 of them chose Jeroboam as their king. Only two, Judah and Benjamin, followed Rehoboam. And the kingdom of Israel split in two.
Really? Well, it wasn't my fault.
It was entirely Rehoboam's fault. If only he had listened to the people. Been more gentle with the people. He could have been a great king for all of Israel.
Oh, right. Rats.
I didn't see that coming at all. Gentleness makes a good leader?
Gentleness isn't weakness, Bob. It's strength under control.
It's a strong hand with a soft touch. It's good for eggs.
And it's good for people. Where's Jimmy and Jerry?
Right here.
Oh, guys, I really owe you an apology. I was very rough with you, and I should have been gentle.
We were really rough with your costume, and we should have been gentle.
Gentle.
I forgive you for the costume. You didn't mean to ruin it. But can you forgive me for being rough with my words?
We forgive you, Bob.
Yeah, forgive you.
We're not quite finished. If you cry at greeting cards, they say you're sentimental.
Oh, it's like they read my heart.
And if you're scared or weak, some will say that you are gentle.
Don't look at me.
But gentleness is strength when it's used with self-control.
And the strongest can be gentlest when there's kindness in your soul.
Gentle isn't weak, so don't label it as such.
Being gentle is a way to show you care so very much.
It's a strong hand with a soft touch.
Like a big machine that will not break a tiny egg.
Like a doctor who can fix a birdie's tiny leg.
Gentleness is carefulness in everything I do.
And also in the words that I choose to say to you.
Yeah.
label it as such.
Being gentle is a way to show you care so very much. It's a strong hand with a soft, soft touch. It's a strong hand
with a soft, soft touch.
Wow, Bob, we sure learned a great lesson.
About gentleness?
I was thinking about Pluto, but yeah, gentleness too.
I used to think that being gentle was being weak, but now I know that gentleness is actually being strong. It's strength under control.
A strong hand with a soft touch.
And it's true with eggs or words.
I'm laundry. Time for a verse, right, Bob?
Oh, I forgot again.
It's okay, Bob. Be gentle.
Strength under control. Strength under control.
Do not worry, Mother. I have your verse.
It's our verse, Angel, Bob. We're saved.
Thank you, verse angel.
Breathe. Open it. Gently.
Cute. Let's see. Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer will calm a person's anger, but an unkind answer will cause more anger.
Whoa, someone should have told Rehoboam about that.
And me. I wasn't gentle with my words, and it hurt my friends. But gentleness isn't weakness. It takes strength to be gentle.
Got it, Luther? Show your friends how strong you are by being gentle.
And remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.